Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Our premise here is that climate change is a function of the ocean. Every problem we face connects directly or indirectly from mountaintop to coast to ocean floor. I've said it often before, the sea connects all things. Public awareness of climate change is high, and there is much concern and conversation about solutions, policy and law, regulation and enforcement, innovation and capital investment, existing but clearly inadequate to the urgency and cost. How then do we fund at appropriate scale the necessary action? How do we amass and focus the capital required to make this transformational change through effective monetary policy and investment? Is there a financial way forward? In a recent article, Carl Burkhardt, deputy director of One Earth and formerly the director of media science and technology at the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, lists several strategies by which to create the funds required through significant financial reforms and reallocation of existing resources to meet this urgent global need. First, understand that we have nowhere enough capital available, even to address successfully just one part of the problem. Estimates of funds required to meet the 1.5 degrees centimeter goal of the Paris Climate Agreement exceed $1.5 trillion per year, about one-third of which has been committed, not all of which has gone to such critical needs as alternative energy and infrastructure that address the problem at its core. To meet the IPCC goals, then, existing investments would have to triple at a time when all available assets are under critical stress. Second, given this circumstance, to advance is to increase the available funds through taxes. Various options have been suggested: a return to more equitable income tax rates, aggressive collection of unpaid taxes, pursuit and enforcement of tax fraud, increase in corporate taxes, elimination of corporate subsidies, and a wealth tax for the super rich. The top 0.03% hold a staggering $100 trillion in assets. A 1.5% wealth tax on this group is estimated to generate enough available capital to fund the entire climate transition. Third, defund the polluters. We are subsidizing our demise through policy that can be changed, an action with double value: the removal of incentives to pollute and the added value of pollution reduced and no longer inserted into the atmosphere or water cycle. Fourth, swap the debt. This financial tool has been used to address unpayable national debt forgiven in exchange for major land conservation actions in areas of wilderness, forests, and streams, as designated conservation zones protected from further industrial development. This has worked in South America especially, and is working now in the Caribbean, where small island nations have exchanged debt for large defined marine protected areas to sustain marine resources, including coastal habitats, mangrove forests, coral reefs, and villages that derive their sustenance from the sea. And fifth, boycott the banks that are the primary tools for this misinvestment. A recent climate chaos report prepared by the Rainforest Action Network asserts that in the years since the Paris Agreement, the world's 60 biggest banks have financed fossil fuels to the tune of $3.8 trillion. The investment of our deposits and mortgage payments into the most destructive antisocial climate factor of all. And even more recently, under the guise of environmental, social, and corporate governance, ESG principles, these banks and the receiving corporate entities are included in recommended investment for high net worth individuals, endowments, pension funds, mutual funds, hedge funds, and the banks themselves as acceptable alternatives to traditional strategies proven bankrupt. A wave of greenwash of almost tsunami scale. These five changes can be made, but only with the comparable change in political will and dedicated investment in a future that is equitable for all. The ocean may seem indifferent to this monetary policy, but it is not. It pays the price for this every day, everywhere. It used to be invisible, but no more. It used to be immune, but no more. It used to seem impossible to destroy, but no more. If there was nothing to be done, we might despair. There are powerful tools available, only as useful and effective as those who wield them. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.